Questions 31 to 35. Look at the questions. Now you will hear the second talk.
Listen to a psychologist giving a lecture.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our open psychology lectures. Today I'm going to describe a powerful technique to improve your memory called the journey method, based around the idea of remembering landmarks on a well-known journey. The key to this method is to think of a familiar route. For example, your journey to work. Then you need to think of the landmarks along this route, like traffic lights or buildings you pass on the journey. Now, to remember a list of items, whether these are people, events, or objects, all you need to do is associate them with the landmarks on your journey. Let me give you an example. Suppose you want to remember something mundane, like this shopping list. Tea, milk, and chicken breasts. Use your route to the supermarket as a journey to memorize the list. The first three landmarks on your journey are the front door, your garden, and your car. You visualize drinking a cup of tea as you open the front door. You go outside and see it has been raining milk, so there's a big puddle of milk in your garden. In your car, the seat is as soft as chicken breast. You continue this way, making each image as memorable as possible. Once you have mastered this method, you can add events and landmarks to a route to accommodate longer lists of information or use part of a route for short lists. One advantage of this technique is that you can use it to work both backwards and forwards, and start anywhere within the route to retrieve information.
Now you'll hear the second talk again.
Listen to a psychologist giving a lecture.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our open psychology lectures. Today I'm going to describe a powerful technique to improve your memory called the journey method, based around the idea of remembering landmarks on a well-known journey. The key to this method is to think of a familiar route. For example, your journey to work. Then you need to think of the landmarks along this route, like traffic lights or buildings you pass on the journey. Now, to remember a list of items, whether these are people, events, or objects, all you need to do is associate them with the landmarks on your journey. Let me give you an example. Suppose you want to remember something mundane, like this shopping list. Tea, milk, and chicken breasts. Use your route to the supermarket as a journey to memorize the list. The first three landmarks on your journey are the front door, your garden, and your car. You visualize drinking a cup of tea as you open the front door. You go outside and see it has been raining milk, so there's a big puddle of milk in your garden. In your car, the seat is as soft as chicken breast. You continue this way, making each image as memorable as possible. Once you have mastered this method, you can add events and landmarks to a route to accommodate longer lists of information or use part of a route for short lists. One advantage of this technique is that you can use it to work both backwards and forwards, and start anywhere within the route to retrieve information.
Question 31.
What is the topic of the lecture?
Question 32.
What kinds of routes are suitable for use in the journey method?
Question 33.
How are landmarks used in the journey method?
Question 34.
Why does the speaker use the example of the shopping list?
Question 35.
What does the speaker mean with the phrase?
You can use it to work both backwards and forwards.